Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I want to challenge you tonight to live your life with that expectancy that says, I expect God to do the miraculous. I'm anxious to see how God's going to work in this. I'm anxious to see how God is going to answer this. Rather than sitting there and pondering a delay or pondering the enormity of your situation, let your heart be filled with expectancy regarding the goodness of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the favor of God, the love of God, the way God wants to work in your life, in the situations of your life, to show himself powerful, that people might look at you and say, wow, if God is working, God's hand is with them. That's what God wants to do. God wants to work in our life so that when people look at our life, it causes people to say, that's not natural, it's supernatural. To look at somebody's life and say, you know, it's like God is with them. God is working in them, and it just seems like God's hands on their life. I know this, and I've said it before, that when I was in college, the thing that I was a new Christian, I was, you know, trying to grow in the Lord, but I could see that there were certain people, and you could watch them, and you could tell the hand of God was with them. And you could watch other people, and you could tell not so much. And when you watch them, it's God is no respecter of persons. Everybody can have as much of God as they want. I mean, that's the thing. God wants you to have as much of him as you want. And I would watch people, and I would think, you know, there was my roommate in particular, who now is the pastor at Central Assembly, but I'd watch him, and I'd watch his life, and I'd hear him talk about his life, and I'd say, the hand of God is with him. And I remember praying and saying, God, I can see your hand on him, and I wish your hand would be on me like it's on him. And I remember the Lord speaking to my heart and saying, I'm no respecter of persons. I'll do for you what I've done for him if you'll walk with me like he's walked with me. I mean, so settle in your heart that God's a good God who does good things and wants to show. And there's a value to the blessing of God on your life in that when people see the hand of God on your life, it has that same effect on them that seeing God's hand on Jeff had on me. It made me just say, Lord, I can just see that there's a place where a person can walk with you. I'm not implying in any way he never had a problem. He never had a battle. I'm not implying the blessed life doesn't have challenges. I'm just saying the hand of God is there to either give you exceptional grace to walk through it or to give you an exceptional miracle to get out of it. And I usually prefer the second. You know, I'm more inclined that way. I think we all are. But either way, if God is with you and you know he's with you, there's a peace that passes all understanding when you're walking in the will of the Lord and the grace of the Lord is on you and you're in his presence. It calms your heart and you find yourself saying, God, I just can't wait to see how you're going to do this. Now, here's something. And I'm not going to take a long time with this, but here's something I want to encourage you to do as you move through the Christmas season, because you get through the Christmas season. I'm all for enjoying Christmas. You know, I don't get upset over Santa Claus. Hey, anybody who gives away presents can't be all bad. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to worry about all that. I'm not worried about the secularization of Christmas. I'm just going to make Jesus loud and large in my life and out front of the church, okay? So, you know, I mean, we're just going to make sure that in the way we live our life, we honor the Lord, and people see that, and that's where we're going to come from. But I'm also in my heart thinking of what's to come. And one of the things that I love about December is right now it's very busy and it's hectic, and hey, our life is probably as busy as yours, or you know, our life's crazy right now. But you get through the kind of the holiday things kind of for us start to slow down just a little bit right before the holiday. And then that week between Christmas and New Year's is much slower. And I love that because it's a chance for me to begin really in, you know, and I'm already doing it. I got to be honest, I'm not going to wait till then. I'm already thinking that way about, Lord, what do you want to do next year? What do you want to do in my heart next year? What do you want to do in my life? How is it? What are the areas in my life where you want me to move forward in you by your power, doing things in my life that I could never do on my own, where you want to grow me? What are those areas? What are the areas where you have a plan that maybe I haven't seen? God, I just believe the best is yet to come for the church. And you know, hey, as good as 2015 was, I don't want what God's done in any year of my life to be the yardstick I use to measure the grace of God for the rest of my life. I believe the best is yet to come. I refuse to go down life's highway looking in the rearview mirror. It's little for a reason, because what you're seeing behind you is what's past. The windshield's big because that's where you're headed. And I want to have that expectancy that says, God, whatever it is that you want to do in my life, that's what I want to see you do. I love the psalm that says, Psalm 65 and verse 11 says this, you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. And I think about that psalm every year at this time and into the new year. Because you want to know what God wants to do in your life? Right there it is. God wants to crown your year. Bring it up again on the screen. He wants to crown your year with goodness and your paths with abundance. That's what God wants to do in your life. Now, in order for him to do that, I mean, what do you have to do? Well, you have to be in his presence enough that he can have your attention to speak to you. How's God going to get your attention? How are you going to have any sense of what God wants to do unless you're with him to sense what it is that he's leading in your life? A lot of people would say, well, I want to know what God wants to do in my life. But then you ask, well, do you spend time in his presence? And just sit there. Just take time in his presence. And when you have time, extra time, if you can, take that time. I mean, that's, you know, so that you don't just confine God to 10, 20, 30 minutes in one part of your day, and then it's like you just do your thing the rest of your day, but whenever there's time. So like last night, you know, I have some time before I'm in kind of a gap. I come in here, of course, you say, hey, well, you're at the church, you can do this, and you're a pastor, so you do it. But I'm just saying, hey, I have time. I could have done 1,000 other things, but I said, man, you know, I'm going to go and just sit in the sanctuary. Lights are turned down low. Just sit here. And just exhale. And just be in his presence. Just be in his presence. And just say, God, I'm here. If there's anything you want to speak to me, I am all ears. Here's some things that are on my heart, but I'm not going to do all the talking. And if you don't have anything that you want to say to me right at this point, I'm happy to be in your presence. Yeah, I mean, Debbie and I mean, we've been married now 33 years. We're not always just talking. Sometimes we're just together. Sometimes we're just sitting together, just hanging out, and that's good. That's time in God's presence. What happens then is when you're in God's presence, God is going to come and he's going to speak to you. He's going to prompt you. He's going to put things in your heart. He's going to initiate. He's going to give you impressions. He's going to give you a sense of where he's leading. I'm going to ask the worship team to come at this point. And he's going to be the one that's going to make it happen. Listen, as you look forward to this year, don't expect God to have it all spelled out for you. You'd be looking for God to do something he just doesn't do, all things being equal. By faith, Abraham, you know, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. Now, you ready for this? Even though he did not know where he was going, he obeyed and went. He took off as he was being called. Instant and immediate obedience. He's like, okay, God, we're going on a journey? Yep, come on, let's go. Where? Don't worry about where. Just start walking. You know, he's going to go on a hundreds of miles journey. That's the life of faith. This is an adventure. We're pilgrims. We go without knowing. We go into this new year. Boy, just start walking by faith, saying, God, I can't wait to see what you're going to do this year. If he puts an impression or prompts you in your heart about something, act on it. Move forward in it. You say, well, I don't know how it's all going to work out. Well, of course you don't. You're not God. So you take one step. Well, I don't see how it could happen. Well, listen, don't focus on what you can see or can't see. Focus on the one who is leading you. Just be in his presence. Just trust him. Listen, if he asks you, just take a step. Most of my life and ministry have been lived going not knowing. You just don't know. And that used to really bug me because, you know, I'm an old Presbyterian. I like a plan and I like to work a plan. I feel much better if I think I would if I knew everything. But you know what? If I'd have stood at the start of this year and God would have said, okay, this is what this year looks like for you, John, and this is what's going to be in it, even the really awesome things, I'd have been like, you know, because you're like, and you wouldn't be able to enjoy it, and you'd be all tensed up and all worked up, and you'd be saying, I don't see how that can happen. You waste all your time doubting God instead of just walking with him and enjoying it and letting him bring it about. That's the life of faith. So I'm just telling you, the Lord wants to do good to you. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to direct you. The Lord wants to help you. Listen, you're here tonight. Do you realize how pleased he is with that? Do you realize that when you said tonight, in the middle of a busy Christmas season, I believe we're going to go to the prayer meeting. I believe I'm going to go there. God smiled. God said they wanted to be with me. I am going to be with them. They gave me their time. I'm going to multiply that time back because, listen, God will never owe any person anything. He'll never owe you anything. You'll never be able to say, well, I gave that to God. He didn't come through. Mm-mm. Impossible. God will richly reward every act of kindness, every investment of time, resource, talent you ever make. God will, you spend time with him in prayer, I promise you, God will not let you live without multiplying back the time you gave him. That is true, true, true. I'm going to have the worship team lead us in a song, but before they do, I want to bless you. I want faith to rise in your heart. Receive this with faith. Believe this is true. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you.
May the Lord show you His favor
and give you His shalom, His working in your life. Shalom, peace, is a flourishing. This is what the commentators say. Shalom means a flourishing spiritually, economically, relationally, physically. May God give you His peace. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Worship team, would you lead us out?